And if I could ask you to please turn to Tehillim, Mizmor, Kuf Yud Gimel. Turn to Mizmor, Kuf Yud Gimel. If you have a Haggadah, you can turn also simultaneously to the end of Magid. This is an idea on the Haggadah that I'd like to share with you. It's I have to say even before I begin, while you're flipping the pages. As I was thinking about what to say this week, I could not believe that I'm already talking to you about Pesach. And there's a lot to say, and I'm not trying to get depressed myself or get you depressed. There's a lot to say. I can't believe we're here. We have a lot to talk about before you go off. We have to talk about one day, two day for some of you. Everybody in this room, I shouldn't say everybody, but I think the vast majority of you in this room are going to have to sell your chametz. And if you're interested in selling your chametz through me, I'm happy to do it with you. And we have to talk about what that means and help you fill out a document that will help you sell the chametz and will appoint me if you're interested in being your shaliach. And I'll tell you all the halachot about that. You may never have done this in your life. I would imagine most of you, if not all of you, have never sold your own chametz. But you have your own chametz. Or you may have your own chametz. And we have to talk about how selling chametz is a legitimate sale and what you need to do to start getting ready for that. And that will occur in Mitzvah Hashem next week. We're going to talk about it next week. And then a week from this Monday, we're going to actually take place. But anyway, I can't believe we're already here on Pesach. And I can't believe that I'm already sharing with you an idea about the Seder. And there's a lot to say about that. You've been hearing the ideas of time running out and the clock ticking and the sand running out and all those ideas. I don't know if I could say it better or differently than anybody else, other than the clock is ticking and the sand is running out and all that. It is, yeah. And we'll talk next week in Yirtzeh Hashem about things that we can do to get ready for Bein Hazmanim. Bein Hazmanim Nisan and Bein Hazmanim Tishrei have been around since the Mishnah. And maybe before, and gotta get ready for it. It's a very important thing, but it's also very dangerous, and we have to get ready for it. And I'm gonna start with that in Mitzvah Hashem next week. But today I wanted to share with you an idea on the Haggadah, and I want to talk with you about the end of Magid. If you take a look at Kuf Yud Gimel, that Mizmor looks familiar because that's the beginning of Hallel. The beginning of Hallel, Hallel goes Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalid, Kuf Tet Vav, Kuf Tet Zayin, Kuf Yud Zayin, and Kuf Yud Chet. And the question that I would like to ask is something that you've noticed every year, but if you've forgotten, open your Haggadah. Because at the end of Magid, we say part of Hallel, not all of Hallel. Can anybody, just comparing your Haggadah and comparing your Tanakh, which Mizmorim do we say at the end of Magid, called Magid, and which Mizmorim do we say, if you flip a few pages, to what we call Hallel? Hallel Nirtzah. Someone joked with me that if you're really tired, sometimes it's Hallel Nirtzach. You want to kill the people around you because you're so tired. So it's not Nirtzach, thank God. But Hallel. So which Mizmorim do we say in Magid, and which Mizmorim at the end of Magid, and which Mizmorim do we say at the end? Who has seen? Yes. Yafeh. Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalid are said at the end of Magid. The rest of Hallel is said at the end of the Seder night in Hallel. And the one question we're going to ask, with a follow-up question, is why is Hallel split? All year round it's not split. And tonight, but on Pesach night, some of us have one night, some of us have two nights. On Pesach nights, Hallel is split, and the question is why? Well, in order to understand why Hallel is split, let's take a look at Hallel. So put your Haggadah aside for a moment, we're going to still need it. Put your Haggadah aside for a moment and open up the Tanakh again, Kuf Yud Gimel. Hallel is split between Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, and the rest of Hallel. Take a moment skim Hallel, which you've said many times in your life. Take a moment and take a look if there's any differences between Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet, and Kuf Tet Vav through Kuf Yud Chet in Hallel. Take a moment. There are, yeah.
The first, Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet are like praising Hashem and like giving the story to Yitzchak Mitzrayim.
Yeah, fair. Okay. I'm going to repeat what you said in a moment, but Aniel, were you going to say something else?
No.
The same idea, basically. Yafeh me'od. Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet. Just taking a look at them, scanning them. They consist exclusively of thanksgiving, of praise. The thanking God for events of the past, connecting those thanks, that thanks, to our destiny. Haluka, halu avdei Hashem, mimizrach shemesh ad mavo'o mehulal shem Hashem, hamashpili lirop ha-shamayim uva'aretz, lo shivi im nidivim im nidivei amo. Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet is exclusive thanksgiving and shevach. Shevach and hoda'ah l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you, as you both pointed out, the rest of Hallel does include thanksgiving and shevach. Shevach and hodah, that's for sure. But they're blended with something else, which they're not blended with in the beginning of Hallel. What are they blended with? It's not just shevach hodah, it's shevach hodah blended with?
Bakasha.
Some examples that I'll go through kind of quickly. They are a combination of thanksgiving and petition, of freedom and incomplete freedom. If you read Hallel, it's not just that they have both of them. It's in the same breath, in the same pasuk, and sometimes one pasuk after the other. So I'm just going to go fast. Kuf Tet Vav Pasuk Bet. Lama Yomru HaGoyim Ayena Eloheihem. Or, and that's right after Kuf Yud Gimel Kuf Yud Dalet. Or Kuf Tet Zayin, Ahavti Ki Shma Hashem Et Koli Tachanunai, followed by Ki Hita Ozno Li Uviyamay Ekra. It's also followed with Afafuni Chevle Mavet Umtzarei Sheol Mitzauni. Can you Sarav Yagonem Tza? You tell me, thank you God for listening to me. But afafuni chevle mavet, I'm surrounded by death, by pain, by sorrow. In Kuf Yud Chet, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov Kilom Chasdo, Yomar Na Yisrael, Yomru Na Beit Aharon, Yomru Na Yirei Hashem, the next pasuk, Min HaMeitzar Karatika, Anani BaMerchavya. What could that be? A minute ago, you're thanking, Min HaMeitzar, I called out to you, God. Or Pasuk Zayin in Kuf Yud Chet. You following? Too fast? Kuf Yud Chet Zayin. Hashem li be'ozrai v'ani yareh b'sonai. Tov lachazot b'Hashem mibtoach b'adam. Tov lachazot b'Hashem mibtoach bin divim. The next Pasuk? Kol goyim svavuni b'Shem Hashem ki amilam. Thank you. I'm surrounded. Classic, we sing it, so we don't necessarily recognize that these are psukim one after the other. Ze hayom, asa Hashem, nagila v'nispecha bo, ana Hashem hoshiana. What's that going on? Ana Hashem hoshiana. Right after, ze hayom asa Hashem. In sum, what we have is in the second half of Hallel, if we'll call it that, from Kuf Tet Vav to the end, what we don't have in Kuf Yud Gimel and Kuf Yud Dalet. Kuf Yud Gimel, Kuf Yud Dalet is praise, thanksgiving, shevach. What we have at the rest of Hallel is praise mixed with requests. And so, we started the evening asking, why is Hallel split? A better question is, why is Hallel ever together? It's a better question because it happens more often. Why is Hallel ever together? It doesn't make sense. If Hallel is thank you God, then it should be Kufi Gimel Kufi Dalet. We have a much shorter Hallel. Rosh Chodesh davening will be a lot shorter. If it's not Hallel, then what is it? It's something else because you still include Kuf Tet Vav, Kuf Tet Zayin, Kuf Yud Chet, which is it's this blending. Excuse the expression. This multiple personality, this schizophrenic almost. Thank you. I need you. You're amazing. You didn't do enough. Why are those two ever together? I want to share with you an idea that Rabbi Soloveitchik says on this second question, and then we're going to bring it back to our first question. Why is Hallel ever together? What is Hallel? Not why is Hallel split. What is Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? It's a bad example because Rosh Chodesh is not Minat Torah, but what is Hallel on Shavuos, on Pesach, on Sukkot? Rabbi Soloveitchik says something so beautiful. There is no room in Judaism. There is no room in Judaism for pure, unadulterated, unequivocal thanks to God. Believe it or not, there's no such thing. Man, humans, are always vulnerable. And we are never fully secure, and we're not supposed to feel fully secure. The Gemara that Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes is a Gemara in Berachot Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. As Rabbi Soloveitchik often does, he brings in halachot, often completely, quote, unrelated halachot, and brings it back to his topic that he's discussing. The Gemara in Berachot Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, if you ever want to do research on the mitzvah or the bracha of Tfilat HaDerech, that's the Gemara. And it's a machloket. If the Gemara says that when I go into a dangerous city, the Tanakhama says I make two brachot. One before I go in, and then one before I go out. In other words, if I'm heading into a dangerous neighborhood, I need to say two brachot. One, get me there safely. Two, return me safely. Ben Azai, and this is the Gemara, this is the Mishnah that Rabbi Soloveitchik is quoting, Ben Azai actually says we do say four brachot. One going in, one thanking God for letting me come in safely, that's two. Third, leaving the city safely. Fourth, arriving safely. Do you follow? Let me say it again. Four brachot, says Ben Azai, but you'll see why it's related to this. It's so beautiful. It's golden. It's golden. He says, I make four brachot, heading into a dangerous area. One, please God, let me get to this area safely. Two, thank you God for enabling me when I get there. Thank you God for enabling me to get there safely. Three, I'm about to leave God. I'm not about to leave God. I'm about to leave, comma, God. Where's Sherry? Comma, save lives. Three, I'm about to leave, comma, God. Please let me leave safely. Four, when I arrive safely, God willing, thank you, God, for enabling me to arrive safely. That's Ben Azai. What is the quote of Ben Azai? Why do you make four? Notain hoda'a al she'avar v'tzo'eik al ha'atid. I'll repeat that again. Notain hoda'a al she'avar. You thank God for the past, v'tzo'eik al ha'atid. But you cry out for the future. You cry out for the future. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that is normal most of the year. Shevach to Hashem. Notain hoda'a al she'avar, v'tzo'eik al ha'atid. I'm happy, God, that you've gotten me to this place, but I still need you. I still need you. And this is related, although I think most of you know this, or most of you are aware of this, there is a machloket between the Rambam and Ramban. In the fifth mitzvah of the Rambam about tefillah, is tefillah min haTorah or midrabanan? Have you heard this machloket Rambam Ramban?
Yeah.
All of you? Some of you? I'll say it quickly. I think many of you have heard this. The Rambam is the fifth mitzvah of the Rambam. Mitzvah asei. The Rambam says that I have a mitzvah to daven every single day, once a day, min haTorah. What do I say? Midrabanan. How often do I daven? I'm sorry. How many times that day? Midrabanan. When do I daven in the day? Midrabanan. But davening once a day, according to the Rambam, is min haTorah. Okay, that's the Rambam, fifth mitzvah, mitzvah tasei, hey. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says, not true. And a person can go 30 days, or maybe 30 years, and never have an obligation to daven min haTorah. Why not, says the Ramban? Because the only mitzvah that you have to daven min haTorah is when you are? Eight tzara, says the Ramban. Machloket, beautiful machloket. The Rambam says every single day is a mitzvah min haTorah. The Ramban says eight tzara. Chas v'shalom in the middle of a war, that's a mitzvah min haTorah. By the way, parenthetically, you should know that the Rambam in Hilchot Taniyot has that as a mitzvah tasei also. A separate mitzvah, according to the Rambam, when you're beit tzara, but that's a different discussion right now. The Rambam says mitzvah min haTorah to daven every single day at least once, only once I should say. The Ramban says only beit tzara, you can go a whole lifetime maybe. Never having a problem, chas v'shalom, an illness, chas v'shalom, wartime, nothing. And never having a mitzvah tasei to daven. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik that they actually both agree. They both agree that you have a mitzvah min haTorah to daven every single day. I'm sorry, you have to daven, you have to daven be'et tzara. However, according to the Rambam, every day we're in eight tzara. Every day we're in an eight tzara. You think you're fine? You think you're totally fine? You're on thin ice. And the only reason why your heart is beating now, and your only reason why your heart is beating now, and this beat and that beat, is only because of God. You're eight tzara. You need God. So it's a related discussion. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, most of the time, almost all the time, the way we give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a combination of Shevach and Bakasha. And that is why Hallel, all around the year, is this combination of Shevach and Bakasha. Thank you, God, but I still need you. If I take a taxi and I pay the taxi driver, as I'm walking out, I say thank you, which we all do, of course. I say thank you. You did a very nice favor for me, but I'm done with you. I do not need you anymore. The taxi is going to drive off and get the next fare. I am disconnected from that taxi driver. I don't need him anymore. God, chas v'shalom, not a taxi driver. He got me to where I am today. And for that, I am eternally grateful. No tein hoda'a al she'avar, no question. But does the taxi driver drive away? Chas v'shalom. I need you still. So eik al ha'atid. There is a beautiful Kutzke Rebbe, which I think I said before, but I'll say it again. The Kutzke Rebbe says that kol mi she'esh lo pat b'salo. The Gemara says, kol she'esh lo pat b'salo v'do'eg l'machar Eino ela miktanei ha'amana. Again, kol sheyesh pat b'salo. Literally it means whoever has bed in his basket. Which we can translate in 2013 to mean money in your bank account, food in your cupboard, if you ever said the word cupboard, clothes in your something else. Dresser. Whoever has money in their bank account, v'do'eg l'machar, I'm fine, I got a bank account. And I am worried about tomorrow, eino ela miktanei amana, the Gemara says. Which means, emuna ktana, they have small faith. You hear that? The Pashut Pshat to explain that Gemara is as follows. I think I've said this before. The Pashut Pshat of this Gemara is as follows. And this is the way I always understood until I heard the Kutzke Rebbe. The Pashut Pshat is, God took care of you until today. You have money in your bank account. It'll be tomorrow too. You think God's not going to give you money tomorrow? Of course. You must have little faith. You've got money in the bank account? Then don't worry about tomorrow. You have food in your refrigerator? You'll have food tomorrow. Don't worry. Don't have little faith. You'll have money tomorrow. You'll have food tomorrow. You'll have clothes tomorrow. You'll have bread in your basket tomorrow. That's the push-up shot. You got that? The Kutzke Rebbe, as he often does, turns it exactly on its head. To give the Kutzke Rebbe's answer, I want to give you a mashal. He did not give this mashal. It's my mashal. But I'm going to say it like this, and then we're going to come back to the Haggadah. The mashal of the cut that I'm saying to help understand the Kutzke Rebbe is as follows. Imagine, Chas v'Shalom, we had a lion running around this Beit Midrash. Chas v'Shalom. Why is that funny? I'm supposed to be scared, not laugh. It's a ferocious lion. No crying yet. Okay. We had a voracious lion running around this Beit Midrash. And upstairs, we have a bear running around. Also voracious, also ferocious. So first of all, for sure, this is not making it to the blog. Okay, that we know, it's not going on the blog. That I'm not seeing any pictures of that. Now, lion down here, bear upstairs. Tigers? Oh my, thank you. Okay. Lion down here, bear upstairs. And everybody here is scared, and I start screaming. Oh my gosh, there's a bear. When I was, very fast, when I first moved to Israel, I was a assistant principal in a boys' high school, a boys' yeshiva high school, Israeli boys' yeshiva high school. And they had moved to a new building. So I was starting, and it was a new building. So our meetings, in the very beginning, before the boys even came in, we were talking about how to introduce. At that time, the high school only had a 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, and they were building every year. So how were we going to introduce these 7th and 8th grade and 9th grade boys into the Beit Midrash? It's a place of Kedusha, and Kavod, and Kovod Rosh, and it's not a place to whatever. How do we introduce that? We had a lot of thinking of how we're going to introduce them into Beit Midrash. Anyway, the first day comes, and all the boys are slowly kind of like invited into the Beit Midrash. 7th graders over here, 8th graders over here, 9th graders over here, and the Rosh Yeshiva is about to speak. And imagine if this was the room, he's about to speak, and I was sitting way back, let's say where Lirona is, something like that, even further, yeah, everyone sees her, okay. And I was sitting back there, the Rosh Yeshiva's, I'm the assistant, and he's the Rosh Yeshiva, and he gets up, and he hasn't said three words. And all of a sudden, you can tell that all the attention was being drawn right here. Coming out of the ceiling was a snake. Now, I thought that it was my business to teach those 7th and 8th and 9th grade boys that you don't get close. It was poisonous. You don't get close to a poisonous snake. And so I had to teach them by example. So I ran out of there as fast as I can. Now, the 7th graders, they were easy to knock out of my way. But the 8th and 9th graders, they're getting big. And by the time I clawed them apart and jumped on top of them, it was not so easy. But I did it. I managed to do it. No, I'm just joking. I treated that snake like I treat when I go to a Brit Milah. When you're going to wonder, like, okay, what is he talking about? No, I didn't. No. No, I heard that. No. I want to be close enough to share in the simcha, but not so close that I'm going to faint. So I stayed back, helped out. One of the rebbeim, who happened to own a gun, came close to the snake and tried to stick a broom near the snake. When the snake bit the snake, the snake bit the broom handle with venom, he took the broom and he gave the snake a sisra, if you know what I mean. I mean, a real headache. He killed the snake mamish like that, and he walks out. And the funny thing was that one of the boys who lives on a kibbutz asked for the snake, and it was given to him. And about 3 weeks later, each of the teachers got a real snakeskin keychain. And mine was immediately deposited in the garbage. I mean, I really thank you so much. I still remember the boy's name. Israeli boy. His name was Butzina. I still remember it. I really said to him, thank you so much. I think you should give it to somebody else who will use it. I didn't say use it, but okay, anyway. Why did I say that story? Snake. Oh yeah, there's a lion down here. Ferocious lion. There's a bear upstairs. And I scream, everybody, in here, I scream, ladies, there's a bear, there's a bear, there's a bear. What would you say to me?
You're crazy.
Wait till we get to the bear. First, let's deal with the
lion.
Right? That's the Kutzker Rebbe. Kol sheyesh lo pat besalo, v'doeg l'machar, eino ela miktanei amanah, the opposite of what we said. You have money in your bank, and you're worried about tomorrow? You're worried about the bear upstairs? Forget about the bear. You don't even have money in the bank right now. You may not have money in the bank right now. Worry about now before you're about tomorrow. We said the opposite before. The Kutzker Rebbe says, no! Notain hoda'a l'she'avar, al she'avar, v'tzo'eik. You got to scream out. Who says I have money? I haven't checked my bank account in a little while. I got to go check. To this minute, the reason why I have money in my bank account now is because of God. And now, because of God. And now, because of God. It's a constant nervousness. A constant petition. A constant afafuni chavimavet. That says Rabbi Soloveitchik why most of the year we say Hallel the way we say Hallel. However, says the Rav, on Pesach night, it's a whole different story. It is the one night a year, or two, depending on where you're from. It's the one night a year where you can literally have unadulterated praise. Thank you, God, period. Thank you, God, period. It is the one night a year where we can say thank you to God, to recognize that what He did for us is Dayenu. Sorry. To recognize that what He did for us is Dayenu. He took us out of Mitzrayim. He gave us the Torah. And for that we say thank you. Period. However, as the evening progresses, not only as the evening progresses, but even as Magid turns from the Hallel component of Magid, it turns to the Tfilah component of Magid. By the end of Magid, for Magid, we focus on only praise. By the time we get to the fourth cup, Tefillah is merged with the Hallel. Thank you, however. Notein hoda'al she'avar v'tzoeik al ha'atid. We do not only praise, we also request. It is not only a shout of joy, it is also a shout of pain. The fourth cup is not limited only to Yitziat Mitzrayim now. The fourth cup, Nirtza, and look in your Haggadahs and flip in your Haggadahs for the fourth cup. The focus is also related to the ultimate and final Geula. And if you take a look at the Tehillim of Hallel and everything we say for the fourth cup of wine, it's related not only to the Yitziat Mitzrayim, for which we are grateful, but by the end of the Haggadah, we have to focus on what we don't have as well. The end of the Hallel, and that we take that part of the Hallel out and move that to the fourth cup and say, God, thank you. I had a long moment, where I was able once a year to be absolutely, absolutely confident in my Leil Shimurim, where Eliyahu Hanavi, who is the Mevaser of the Geula, comes to my house and to your house. It is one moment a year where I am purely and unadulteratedly grateful to God, unequivocally. And yet, that moment is gone, and we shift to praise and thanksgiving along with petition and request, and we move on. This, for example, And I think this following idea is mentioned in, by Rav Mirsky in his Hagioni Halacha Haggadah, I think. Haggadah Hagioni Halacha, I think the following idea, but it fits right into Rabbi Soloveitchik. Listen to this. At the end of Magid, right before Hallel, find the words, Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim Lahodot. Find that right before Hallel, if you have your Haggadah in front of you. Right before the Hallel components of Magid. Lefichach anachnu chayavim lehodot lehalel leshabech lefael leromeim lehader ve umeivel yom tov umeyafela leor gadol umishibu lugula. And my family sings the next four words. Vinomar lefanav. You ever sing that? Shira chadasha. Vinomar. Vinomar lefanav shira chadasha. Haleluka. And that leads us straight into what's right after that? The next thing. Hallel, the two Mizmorim in Hallel in Magid. Shira Chadasha, masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
Shira Chadasha. Good. Then we say the two Mizmorim of Hallel, pure, unadulterated praise, a moment frozen in time, confident, grateful, and that's it. At the end of that piece of Hallel, we make a bracha. Find it. Baruch Ata Hashem, you have it? Elokeinu melech haolam asher galanu v'galat avoteinu mitzrayim. V'higiyanu lalayla hazeh le'achol bo matzah u'maror. The bracha does not end there. Because look, the switch is flipped. Kein Hashem elokeinu v'lokei avoteinu yagi'enu l'moadim v'l'regalim acherim. What flip was just switched? Now I'm focused not just on Mitzrayim, I'm also focused on the future. Smechim, we want to be brought to Smechim b'vinyan irecha, v'sasim b'avodatecha, v'nochal shal min hazvachim min hapsachim, asher yagi adamam, al kir mizbachacha l'ratzon, v'node lecha, typo. V'node lecha, what does it say?
Shir
chadash. Oops, that's a typo. And as a matter of fact, there are some authors of the Haggadah, or I should say Mefarshim on the Haggadah, who say it's a mistake. Because a minute ago you said Shira Chadasha, and now you're saying Shir Chadash, it's a mistake. It's got to be Shira Chadasha. Says this idea, based on Rabbi Soloveitchik, absolutely no mistake at all. And I'll tell you why. Remember, Shira Chadasha led us into Hallel, feminine. When the flip was switched, we switched to Shir Chadash, which is masculine. How can that be? Listen to the following Mechilta. The Mechilta on Beshalach says the following. It's also quoted in Tosfot, in Psachim, Daf Kuftet Vav, to Kuftet Zayin. So the Mechilta and Tosfot, Kuftet Zayin and Psachim, say the following. It's a very short idea. It's, I don't know, 10 words. Kol Hashirot Lashon Nekeva. Kol Hashirot Lashon Nekeva. Kol Hashirot Lashon Nekeva. Shira Chadasha. Chutz Mishira Dileatid. Dilashon Zachar. Yeah, exactly. Az Yashir, exactly. That's how we say. Atzichet Amitim Min HaTorah Minayin. Yafeh Me'od. Kol Shira Hazod, what happened just now from Mitzrayim. But the Medrash says, Az Yashir. Now, there's a masculine component too, because there's a future component as well. Kol Hashirot Lashon Nekeva Chutz Mishira Dileatid Dilashon Zachar. Oh. When we're in Lefikach Anachnu Chayavim Lahodot, and we're talking about this pure, unadulterated Shevach Lashem, Shira Chadasha. We're looking backwards. Shira Chadasha. However, the flip was switched. The switch was flipped. The switch was flipped. And in the bracha at the end of Magid and the rest of the Haggadah, which you'll look and you'll see how future-oriented it is. Future-oriented that we're thinking of the Geula, which we don't have yet. And the Korban Pesach, which we don't have yet. All of a sudden that is Shir Chadash. When we turn our eyes to the future, it becomes masculine. It becomes Shir Chadash. It becomes... And why that is for a different time. It's an interesting idea why that is. And that, perhaps, is why we have this Hallel throughout the year combined, and why we have on Hallel night, it's divided. For Magid, at least the major component of Magid, we are able to be confident in the past. However, at some point we are reminded of what we don't have. And when we turn our focus future, towards the future, we remind ourselves what we're missing. We remind ourselves what we're unable to have, what we're not complete with. And then we say Shir Chadash. And then we have Bakasha combined with Hodah. And that's the Hallel at the end of the Haggadah, combined with the rest of Hallel and Nirtza, the fourth cup and beyond. May we all be Zoche, Nirtza Hashem, to experience the complete Geula before Mitzrayim, before Pesach Mitzrayim, and before Korban Pesach needs to be brought, so that our entire Shira could be a Shira of Shir, a masculine Shir Chadash looking forward, and then we'll be able to have not just Soweik Al Ha'atid, but only Notain Hoda Al Shavar. Have a good evening, everybody. We'll continue.